At the feet of Bhagavan by T.K. Sundaresh Iyer. T.K. Sundaresh Iyer, an especially devoted and sincere sadhaka of the highest order, enjoyed in a special way the graciousness and guidance of Bhagavan. Sri T.K.S. lived continuously in the presence of the Maharishi and passed away in 1965 in Sri Ramana Nagar after a lifetime with Bhagavan. In the following article, taken from the book of the same name, his heartfelt devotion is expressed in beautiful, simple language as he pays homage to his guru. It was in 1908 that I first contacted Sri Ramana Maharishi, then in the Virupaksha cave, when I was a boy of 12. Had you seen him in those days, you would hardly have taken him for a mere human being. His figure was a statue of burnished gold. He simply sat and sat and rarely spoke. The words he spoke on any day could easily be counted. He had an enchanting personality that shed a captivating luster on all, and a life-giving current flowed from him, charging all those nearby, while his sparkling eyes irrigated those around him with the nectar of his being. Peace, peace, peace. Now you have lost your individuality in him. He absorbs you, is your all, is the all. I remember how well the first song I sang before him at that time. It was the famous Namashivai Padikam, commencing Matru Patre Nakindri, the gift of the great saint Sri Sundaramurthy Swamigal. From then on, he had me linked inseparably to himself. I know one and only one thing, and that is that he alone exists as the divine, and all else has only the appearance of existence, but in reality is not. I never had to leave Thiruvannamalai after my 19th year. Sri Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni was at that time in Thiruvannamalai. His Vaidika Sabha Society was very active, and he gave a series of discourses on the Vedas. His magnetic personality and exposition of the greatness of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi so deeply impressed me that I desired to study the Vedas at his feet and was gladly accepted as a student. He was then living in the mango tree cave below the Virupaksha cave on the hill. For 8 years, I studied the scriptures under him. Daily, we visited the Maharishi together and enjoyed the benefit of his presence. After the Maharishi's mother, Aragammal, passed away, Sri Maharishi came down the hill and the present ashrama came into being. Sri Kavyakanta and his pupils would come down to the Maharishi's abode, where there would be memorable and scintillating discussions. When the Muni was in the hall, Sri Maharishi could be seen in the full bloom of his being. The discussion ranged across various schools of thought and philosophy, and it was a period of great literary activity at the ashrama. Besides Kavyakanta, a host of others used to be in the hall, which was open all hours of the day and night. Among them were Kapali Sastri, Muruganar, Lakshmana Sharma, Arunachala Sastriya of the Madras Gita fame, Munagala Vengatramaya, the late Swami Ramananda Saraswati, the author of Talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi, and Shiva Prakasam Pillai. It was then the world of freedom of Sri Ramana, our Lord, Guru, and very Self. Our lives were based and turned upon that one central personality. nothing gave us greater joy than to be in His presence as often as possible and to do His bidding. Thus did time pass until 1929, when, on leaving Thiruvannamalai for good, Sri Kavyakanta made me over to the care of Sri Maharishi, and in the very first letter he wrote, asked Bhagavan to take particular care of me. I was at school when that letter was received, and the Maharishi tucked it under his cushion. He pulled it out, read it to me when I returned from school, and said, "Look here, you must not run away from here. I am answerable to Nayana. He may come at any time and claim you from me." Our happiness in the presence of Sri Bhagavan was comparable to the joy of the hosts of Shiva on Mount Kailasa. Sri Bhagavan used to say, "Kailasa is the abode of Shiva. Arunachala is Shiva himself." Even in Kailasa, things are as they are with us here. Devotees go to Shiva, worship him, serve him, and hear from him the interpretation of the Vedas and Vedanta day in and day out. So it was Kailasa at the foot of the Arunachala hill, and Arunachala Paramatma in human form was Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. In May 1933, on my 36th birthday, after the usual bath and prayers, I sat in Sri Bhagavan's presence in a pensive mood. I addressed a prayer in the Tamil Viruttam style to Sri Bhagavan, complaining, "Oh Bhagavan, I have completed 3.5 decades and yet have not had the experience of the real you. Pray, let me have this day the touch of your grace." Handing over this slip of paper, I prostrated before him. Bhagavan bade me sit down and gazed steadily at me. I was still in a pensive and meditative mood. All of a sudden, I lost body consciousness and was absorbed in Sri Maharishi. I was turned inward, and the voice of Bhagavan bade me see whatever I desired. I felt that if I could have the darshan of Sri Rama, my life would be fruitful, as I was very much devoted to Sri Rama. I had then immediately a darshan of Sri Rama with Sita, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna and Hanuman. The ecstasy of the vision defied description. I simply sat on with Maharishi, perhaps gazing on me without my being aware of his gaze. 2 hours may thus have passed in pin drop silence, lost in the vision until it vanished. I prostrated at the feet of Sri Maharishi with tears of ecstasy in my eyes and my hair standing on end. To Bhagavan's inquiry, I replied that I, of course, had seen my dear Rama. Bhagavan asked me to fetch the book Dakshinamurti Ashtotra, which I had not read, and opening a page therein, he gave it to me to read. The 5th name from the last read, "Om Sri Yoga Pattabhiramaya Namaha." Bhagavan then said, "Sri Rama is Dakshinamurti and Dakshinamurti is Sri Rama. Do you know where Ayodhya is? The Vedas say it is in the sun and describe it as Ashtachakra Navadvara Devanam Purayodhya. The God's city is Ayodhya with 8 corners and 9 gates. Arunachala is also Ashtachakra Puri, 8-cornered city, and Lord Arunachala is Sri Rama as well as Dakshinamurti. One has no need to go to the sun to see Ayodhya or Sri Rama, but one may see them here and now. Thus did Sri Ramana once appear to me as Sri Rama, proving once again the age-old adage that Mahatmas can give darshan as any beloved form. Sri Ramana Gita, chapter 18, verse 26. In the Sri Krishna Avatara, did not Bhagavan grant Hanuman the vision of Sri Rama? Later, I realized the vision was given to me as painted in Sri Tyaga Brahmam's picture of Sri Rama. Do not, for a moment, can I equate myself with Sri Tyagaraja.